Do you have many stinging insects around here?
Well, I haven't seen one yet, but our floor is a common playground for stinging scorpions. And did you know where you usually see them? When the lights are all about out and that machine's on, you'll see one walking across the floor in front of that television. I don't know, may see some spots in the floor where I've stepped on it. We do. We have evidently this rock ledge around here or something. They're stinging scorpions. They're stinging lizards.
That's the one with the tail that he
pops. Yeah, he turned up that way, and if you've ever had a hold of one of them, why, you know what I'm talking about.
Do you have flying insects that sting other than bees?
Well, the wasp or the dirt dauber will sting if you, you know, agitate him. A dirt dauber will hardly sting you under any condition. The one, you know, that builds the mud huts up under the roof. But now this little old striped wasp that builds this little honeycomb thing hanging on the stem up, you don't have to, it doesn't take a darn little to irritate him.
What color is that little frog?
Mostly kind of a yellow or striped. And of course this old dirt dauber, he's anywhere from red, blues, and every other color, I reckon.
Do you have anything that builds a blue round paper nest?
Well, that's what I'm thinking about, kind of this wasp.
Do you have anything you call a hornet?
No, I don't believe I've ever seen a hornet. You know, you hear an awful lot of them and see them on the screen, but I don't think we've ever got a hornet in this country.
The spiders around here, are there any big enough to catch wasps?
Yeah. You'll see a wasp tangled in that webbing sometime, I suppose, the only way you catch them. Now, of course, the tarantula is the big spider that you see out around the rocks, and I might even see them on the road sometime. You know, great big fella. They're not very common, but you do see some of them.
They're not supposed to be particularly vicious either.
No, but they scare you to death.
Yeah, me, they will.
I just about seen him beat up with a bear, scared to death of a tarantula.
Yeah, dead is dead. Do you ever have trouble with trees around your well?
No. What are you thinking of? Roots growing into the well?
Yeah.
Well, of course, you looked around here and found out we've only got three trees on this hill.
Yeah. I was wondering about the home place. What kind of trees do you have around here?
Oh, elm, and of course you have a few of these transplanted Chinese elms, but and then of course the old blackjack oak, and as you get on back towards the river, of course you run into the hickory and the con, walnut.
You have any cherry trees?
Oh, you had a lot of wild cherry trees around.
Do you have anything in the creek bottoms? I'm thinking in particular the tree that has a sort of a white bark and gets scaly.
The birch?
No, not that white. This
they have the birch and the ash and a mulberry.
This one has big broad leaves.
Maples.
No, has little balls on the ends of the limbs in the wintertime.
Cottonwoods and sycamores.
That's it, sycamore. I was wondering if you called that a button ball.
No, there's up and down the river, you'll run into a lot of sycamores.
They seem to suck up the water. They certainly grow in a hurry, too. Mm-hmm. You have that bush around here with a 9 or 10 fingered leaf. It'll have a cluster of little berries up right on the top of the bush. In the winter, these leaves will turn orange or purple or brown or red. They grow in little thickets.
Only thing I could think of would be sumac.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
And a very common term for that in this country, shoemake.
Shoemake.
Yeah. Very common term is shoemake.
Do you have that vine with the three leaves?
Not a poison oak, a poison ivy.
still have that around here?
Yeah, they sure do.
Does it bother you?
Evidently, I had such a dose of it, it doesn't bother me anymore, because I'm not bothered any to speak of, just maybe one little patch or something occasionally, but I can remember one time a big group of us went to a church picnic back over here on the pit, and of course I had